As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, August the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, lots of that today, hard facts, certainly, workable solutions, we might even talk about that a bit. Anyway, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal, local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. And a big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And the listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome on this Open Lines, Open Minds Friday. Precious metals today, commodity stocks and crude, they all rise as the U.S. dollar index falls. You know, it's always one way or the other. My way or the highway, as they say in the market business. Anyway, China and India leading the economic news. We're going to talk a lot about that this morning. Steve Jobs, Apple Computers in the news. We'll talk about that. Man's role in changing the face of the earth, Agenda 21. All of that likely to come up in the second hour this morning. Let's go to those market reports for Friday, August the 21st, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago, gold was trading up $13.30 at $954.10 an ounce. Quite a move up for gold this morning so far. Silver up likewise 27 cents, trading at $14.19 for an ounce of silver. Platinum off $2, trading at $1,238 an ounce. Palladium up a buck at $274 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, one of the widest spreads we've seen in a while, 937.10 for a low, 959.20 for a high. Quite a spread in there. Nevertheless, at $954.10, your gold is year-to-year up $141.90 an ounce for a 17.46% return on your investment. Not bad, not bad at all. The London Gold Fix, the London AM Gold Fix, came in at $941.50. You can see that we're considerably above that now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 71 at 93.50. The NASDAQ was up 20. Trading at 1989 or 1989. The S&P was up 11 at 1007. And the crude oil markets, well, before we go to the crude, let's go back up and take a look at that. In the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, Sun Microsystems was the leader, running about 10,998,348 shares. We'll talk about all that and the rest of the financial news after this first break. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Prime Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents, $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official website of this broadcasting network. Be sure and visit that page today. There's lots of ways that you can help to keep this network on the air. One of them is really simple. You just go to the chip-in banner there and tap the old credit card one time for a contribution to this effort, and we'd all appreciate that. Also, you all might go over and take a look at the Oracle store. I've got some Oracle products coming to me. I'm looking forward to that. Can hardly wait to strut the strut and walk the walk, if you will. Enjoy my coffee out of an Oracle coffee mug for a while right here and wear my T-shirt each morning on the broadcast. Can hardly wait for all of that to arrive. Looking forward to it, quite frankly. Was really kind of on the line, hooked up on whether or not I would or wouldn't buy a doggy T-shirt. I might go for that next. We'll see how it looks. Anyway, let's go back into those market reports again for Friday, August the 21st. 2009, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold up this morning in early trading at $13.30 above where it closed yesterday, trading at $954.10 an ounce. Silver was up 27 cents, trading at $14.19. We've just gone into the stocks down there. Let's take a look at that. Sun Microsystems. I usually don't report on the stocks, don't own any stocks myself, except for gun stocks. I prefer that and have a lot more comfort when they're nestled up against my shoulder rather than stuffed into a portfolio someplace. But nevertheless, Sun Microsystems tops the list of in the active trading. Sun Micro was trading 10,998,348 shares. Citigroup, number two, at 10,262,997 shares. Those shares are running, I guess, $4.47. Sun Micro is running $9.36 per share. I only bring that to your attention because most often when you open up the little Bloomberg browser that I do and look in there, you'll always find that SPDR Gold Trust or their Series 1 Trust running today at $100.84 a share leads the pack. Today they were running in third position at 8,240,138 shares traded in yesterday's marketplace. Anyway, let's continue along here. We find crude oil up $1.03, trading at $73.94 an ounce. That definitely is going to translate into higher prices, and it's only about $8 below some of the early prognosticators that said by this time this year we'd be seeing $85 to $90 oil again. So we're getting close to that $80 mark one more time. The U.S. dollar index, this little bad boy, dropped today. It was in the red, down 0.46%, 46 points, I should say, 0.46% or 46 basis points, trading at 77.94, below that 78 mark, and that had an impact on all of the rest of the foreign exchange rates, which in the chart that I refer to on a regular basis, everybody was in the green. Let's look at our little basket of currencies, our foreign exchange rates this morning. The Canadian dollar is trading for 92 cents U.S. That's pretty much unchanged, but it is up 53 basis points from where it was at yesterday. The Mexican peso is trading at 8 cents. You can fill up your pockets with pesos for 8 cents apiece. The euro is going to be a little deeper dig, running at about $1.43 U.S. for a euro. The British pound leading the pack at $1.66 U.S. That is up 38 basis points. The euro was up 54 basis points, and there was a flurry of news about that increasing euro today. As well, the Swiss franc trades at 95 cents. We've been watching the Swiss franc moving up. It was down in the 90-cent range. It's a nickel above that today, trading at 95, going past the Canadian dollar quite firmly. But overall and across the board, everything was in the green in the foreign exchange and the currencies. In the bonds, the two-year bond stands at 1%. It's been going down a little bit, dropping off a little bit here and a little bit there, which over the long term adds up, and especially if you're talking about buying a lot of bonds. The 10-year is at 3.44. The 30-year bonds are running 4.25. Of course, that'll only mean something to you if you happen to be in the bond market. In the mortgage market, which a lot more people are interested in and are more likely to be involved with, we've seen kind of a flip-flopping going on here month to month on the price of the mortgages. Some for the last few days, last a couple of weeks really, it was going the opposite way as going today. But we're seeing a decline in both the 15-year and the 30-year mortgages this morning, trading from 1 month ago where they were at 4.85, the 15-year mortgages are 4.78. So they're becoming a little bit more accessible to some. The 30-year mortgage, down from 5.45% a month ago, trading at 5.35. Of course, you'll have to pay points and origination fees and all of the rest of that on top of those numbers to get a mortgage. Now, going back around the world, generally speaking, I like to do a little bit of news hounding in the morning with our guests, Vicki Davis on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Daryl Eberhardt on Wednesdays. We've been getting the, the news and the financial market stuff has been taking the short shrift there. But we're going to spend a little time on it. There's lots out there. I do look at this information even if we don't report on it each day. But this off of Commodity Online, August the 20th, gold gains on dollar weakness and silver demand rises. Silver demand arise, Commodity Online. Here we go. The total second quarter gold demand falls for 9% last year, the World Gold Council says. Holdings of the SPDR Gold Trust stood at 1,065.49 tons as of August the 19th. Now, you know, we've been talking about keeping our eyes on that gold trust, that SPDR Gold Trust. There's a lot of gold in there. Whether there's actually any physical holding or not, and whether that could be verified is to be really determined if you have a Ouija board or if you're an insider, and I have neither of those. But it is important to understand that somebody that's sitting out there in the market that's holding 1,065 tons of gold is a player. Let's look at the article. Market recap. Spot gold prices gained 0.3% as the dollar deteriorated following weekly crude oil inventory data that indicated that demand is recovering. If you go back and look at the archives, quite a ways back, a couple of months, did a several-day study on what is this concept of demand, how is it work in the market, what is the supply, price, and demand, how all those curves work in the marketplace. But certainly to understand that the relationship that demand has driving sustainable development. Sustainable development is something we talk about here quite a bit. Spot gold earlier, back to the article, spot gold earlier touched a low of 931.85, but gained pace to close at 941.55. This is all yesterday. Throughout yesterday's trading session, gold prices tested $930 an ounce levels as the markets remained nervous and volatile. Interesting use of the phraseology there, nervous and volatile. And we can certainly see with the spread in the gold market this morning, the lows and the highs, 937.10 for a low, 959.20. There's a bit of volatility that hasn't been present in the market for weeks, if you recall. We give that low and the high in the market every day to kind of give you a sense of what the pulse is of the market. A very tight, narrow, crab-walking, lateral move, which gold has been doing for quite some time, is broken here in this last 24-hour period where we start to see some greater fluctuations. Well, we'll pick it up on the other side, talk a little bit about silver, look at the longer-term outlook, and much, much more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we have returned once again looking into our financial news for this morning. We find that spot silver prices ended marginally up to close at $13.97 yesterday. The bullion prices in silver are currently taking their cues from the dollar and the equity market, so says this author off of Commodity Online. It's kind of peculiar how it works, though. They say yesterday's rise in U.S. equities pulled the dollar lower and provided support for silver, obviously, but a rising equity market pulls the dollar down. How can you pull it down? None of this makes sense to me. Never really does. I just report it the way I find it. This is the No Spin Market Report. Let's continue. In the currency market, the euro rallied yesterday despite a record drop in the German PPI, the producer's price index, no doubt, and data touched a high of 1.4267, which means absolutely nothing to you or I. The release of the German producer price index put the euro under pressure initially, as the report showed that prices declined 7.8% in July from a year earlier. And for the rupee, the Indian rupee appreciated against the dollar on Tuesday. In other words, it went up as a recovery in equities and a weaker dollar gave support. Just kind of giving us a little light brushstroke around the world this morning. The rupee appreciated after a two-day slide as higher equities boosted hopes of rising capital inflows in the country. We're going to get into this rupee a little bit in India and China as we proceed this morning. The outlook, silver prices could gain in the long term if a sustainable economic recovery starts to emerge. Well, sustainable economic recovery, economic development, sustainable development. Anyway, they're looking for silver prices to go up. Pay attention, folks. Industrial demand could support silver prices, and the metal could outperform gold. A lot of coulda, woulda, shoulda in there, but nevertheless, they are getting a little bit bullish on silver and a little bearish on gold. Let's find out more about it. The demand for gold as a portfolio insurance could deteriorate as the economy recovers and leads to a higher demand for riskier investment assets. The greater the risk, the oftentimes greater reward. Of course, the greater the risk in this day and age, the more likely it is that you'll take a rather large fortune and turn it into a small fortune in a short period of time. But all that aside, the dollar factor will also play a key role in determining bullion prices. So, of course, every day we talk about the USDX, the dollar prices, and we talk about the bullion prices, just to give you a indice or indicators as to the general overall health of the market, which, as you know, is going flatline. But anyway, going forward, the U.S. Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates, thereby raising the appeal of the dollar as a safe haven. And this is Commodity Offline, or Commodity Online, and they're offline now. Turn that computer off. Going forward, gold prices could face pressure in the near term, as data released yesterday indicated that gold demand fell 9% to 720 tons in the second quarter, as weak economic conditions and elevated prices strongly weighed on jewelry buying. Now, we've talked a lot about the jewelry buying and how jewelry has a way of influencing these marketplaces, especially gold and silver and platinum. Palladium is more something that you'd find in a catalytic converter underneath your Chinese automobile, but with the surge in automobile production, maybe we'll see an increase in the price of palladium as well. Let's continue along here. Actually, that takes care of that article. Let's go to the next one, which leads from one to the next. We got them stacked up here. This one, again, off of Commodity Online, kind of a target-rich zone for me this morning. Gold mining to boom with new mining law in India. You know, we've been talking about the Indian jewelry buying market. We've talked a lot about in the past of this Dubai jewelry market, this London, Dubai, New York triangle. We've got another one with Shanghai in all of that to be aware of. But this one says the gold mining to boom with new mining law in India. I had to kind of pretty well rewrite this article to get it into conventional English, but nevertheless, this Manasi Gokhale did a pretty good job. India plans to implement new legislation on mining soon, aimed at increasing the mining sector's contribution to the economy. Notice they're going to implement new legislation regarding mining. They don't have the same kind of law in and property ownership in India as we have in the United States with patents and grants and mining and all of that. So they're having to change some new and bring in some new legislation. Here, let's find out a little bit more about it. The new laws, devised to help cut delays in the granting of permits and eventually attract investment from abroad. Everybody that buys gold mining stocks, pay attention in all of this. Will play a major part in doubling the amount contributed by the mining industry, which includes gold mining firms, to a minimum of 4% in 5 years' time. So we've got a 4% increase, let's say, in the extraction and bringing to market of gold in India within a 5 years' time. If, as we find generally, India is one of the largest consumers, the second largest, only to China, of gold product, then any increase of their own supply would decrease the amount they would need to look to from outside sources, which may have another impact on the price of gold. Continuing, India is the largest importer of the yellow metal in the world after China, and consumption of gold will always be high in this country due to its what? To its traditions and customs and age-old relationship with the yellow metal. Now, understand, in this upside-down, inside-out, topsy-turvy world that we live in, as socialists and globalism create this diversity through uniformity, or we could just say this global homogeneity, customs and traditions which form the laws of the land and the real fabric of the people are also destroyed in this globalist process, as everybody has a McDonald's on the corner and a porn shop down the street and a Walmart in the neighborhood and wears Levi Strauss and t-shirts made by Fruit of the Loom with a baseball cap on turned around 180 degrees and all that stuff. Nevertheless, this gold consumption is because of an age-old relationship with the yellow metal and traditions and customs. And believe you me, if you watch and listen to these broadcasts, as we go through this market report on the last six, seven months that I've been on this network, you'll see that quite frequently, whenever India comes into the market or when they go into their various holidays, which custom and tradition dictate they exchange gold and diamond jewelry and things like that, bangles, baubles, beads, and all that nonsense. Actually, their gold jewelry designs are pretty attractive. You can go up and look at some of the gold jewelry artists and craftsmen, if you will, in India's gold market, and they do make some very beautiful things. It's not just a bunch of gaudy, gawky stuff. But anyway, continuing, they say that this relationship is due to the traditions and the customs of the people. That's going to be pretty hard to shake. And if they start supplying their own gold into that market, it will have an impact on the price of bullion. If tapped well, India could have a lot of gold mining potential. So, continuing, dropping down, India is estimated to have 20,000 tons of gold and diamond reserves spread over several states. 20,000 tons. That's a couple. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us after the bottom of the hour break.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Friday, August the 21st broadcast. The call-in number remains 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on this topic or any of the other things that might be on your mind, of course, your calls are welcome. But back to the article here off Commodity Online, Gold Mining to Boom with the New Mining Laws in India. We see that India is estimated again to have 20,000 tons of gold and diamond reserves spread over several states. The Indian government has asked their Geological Survey of India, GSI, to explore additional reserves of gold and diamonds in the Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Rajasthan, Bihar, and Chhattisgarh. Well, I'm sure the East Indian audience is laughing in derision at my mispronunciation of their states, but nevertheless, that's quite a bit of ground to explore there by the Geological Survey of India. And India has been the top importer of gold for several years, and the Indian government is concerned about its over-dependence on imports for its golden or bullion needs. So we can kind of wrap your mind around some of these words, this terminology, what's being implied here, and perhaps what's been passed into law or legislation. Somebody's closing the door on bullion imports here. At least they're tightening up or narrowing down the pipeline. Maybe they're becoming self-reliant on gold. They're going to be projecting some timelines for this as well. That would have an impact on gold. and gold prices globally. Concern increased during this recession as prices of gold shot up beyond 1,000. We saw that. We saw that as prices of gold were at or near or just below $1,000. The jewelry market was drying up in Dubai. It was drying up in India. It was drying up all around the world. I guess up to a certain point, people are willing to wear the precious metal on their arm or the bangle or a bracelet or a ring or something like that around their neck as a pendant. And boy, they make some beautiful pendants in India. But over $1,000, it starts to lose its appeal from that standpoint. And we'll see here that bullion buyers more likely are going to be buying bars and coin, etc., not jewelry. And so if you're going to continue your jewelry trade to uphold your traditions, your customs, and your age-old relationship with that yellow metal, capturing your own marketplace, mining your own gold, would be the best way to go for that. And I think the East Indian government has the right idea here. The government has also accorded, making an accord, it's a compact, a concordat, has also accorded the public sector company Hindustan Copper Limited to diversify into gold and diamond mining in collaboration with, so we have an accord and a collaboration with leading foreign companies through setting up of joint ventures. Again, heads up, for those of you that invest in mining stocks, keep your eyes peeled. The overseas firms that are in talks with the government for gold and mining exploration include Indo Gold, Anglo-American Gold Mining, Monarch Gold Mining, De Beers India Limited, ACC Rio Tinto Exploration Limited, and BHP Minerals. Type those into your browser and bookmark them. Keep your eyes on it, folks. There's money to be made in these gold shares. The Indian gold government is taking all initiatives to channelize efforts in unearthing high-value minerals like gold and diamond. India imports, and then it goes on and talks about rupees, which I don't understand at all, so we'll just skip it. India currently produces less than 0.4%, less than half of 1%, of its gold consumption, despite having 9% of global gold reserves under the country's land masses. Sitting on top of about 10% of the world's gold, they produce less than one half of 1% of their consumption. So there's quite a resource there. A lot of room for upward potential, I think, as they say in the marketplace. Let's go into another one related. This one off the Irish Times, actually from ChinaMining.org, the Mining Federation, Financial Times Limited, lots of names on here. I think the Irish Times is where it came from, but the Financial Times Limited takes the copyright on this article. Demand for gold sunk to a five-year low in the second quarter of 2009, with jewelry buying weakened by global economic recession. People buy gold and silver jewelry and other kinds of knickknacks and trinkets and investments, I guess you could say properly, not to demean those that would invest in jewelry. But people buy these kinds of trinkets when the market is robust, when economic times are high. When economic times are low, they quit looking at jewelry and start thinking about things like storage food and bullion and bullets and Bibles and all those other things. But the global economy downturn has had a major impact on the purchasing power of gold consumers, as have high local prices and dollar volatility. I was looking forward to this word here. This is this guy's name. Listen up. Said Aram Shishmanian. Shishmanian. And that's close, too. Aram Shishmanian, the chief executive of the World Gold Council, you know, this is a big dog there, which yesterday released its gold demand trends report for the second quarter. Total identifiable gold demand at 719.5 tons was down 8.6% compared with the same quarter of 2008. when we're talking about the precious metals, when you're talking about commodities, whether you're talking about copper, uranium, or aluminum, or tin, zinc, all that stuff, these are real things. These are tangibles. You can put your hands on them. You can put them in the back of the pickup truck and drive home with them. It's not quite the same as getting involved in stocks and bonds. Intangibles, pieces of paper, certificates, promises, lots of, what do they call it, third-party risk involved in all of that. This is a little bit different. But continuing here, it says total identifiable gold demand at 719.5 tons was down 8.6% compared with the same quarter of 2008, with jewelry consumption down 22% at 404.1 tons. See, these are tangible indicators. You can calculate, compute out just exactly how many tons and ounces and portions and fractions of gold and silver are moving around and changing hands. Investment demand, buying of bars and coins, and inflows into the ETFs or exchange-traded funds reached 222.4 tons in the second quarter, up 46.4% from the same period a year ago. That's why we report on these gold and silver and platinum and palladium on a daily basis, on a global basis. It's a real good indicator of what's happening out there in the big world. The extraordinary rush by investors for safety of the physical gold after the collapse of Lehman Brothers has declined. Coin buying by Western retail investors. Coin buying by Western retail investors at 38.7 tons in the second quarter remains substantially above its historic average, but was well down on the record 137.9 tons and 92.7 tons acquired in the fourth quarter of last year and first quarter of 2009, respectively. So you can see how it has progressed. 137.9 tons, fourth quarter of 2008, 92.7 tons, first quarter 2009, 38.7 tons, second quarter 2009. That's a huge decline. In the jewelry market, high local prices in India, the world's largest jewelry market, weighed on demand, which fell 31% to 88 tons, while demand in Turkey dropped 54% to 19.2 tons. Japan's jewelry market was one of the weakest performers, with demand dropping 29%, and it continues all the way through Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, etc. Suki Cooper of Barclays said that although jewelry demand historically had provided a floor for prices, consumption had been hit by factors including high and volatile prices, economic recession, and concerns that India's monsoon season would affect rural incomes. They just wouldn't be able to buy the gold. China's gold market exhibited a unique resilience, according to the World Gold Council, with jewelry demand up 6%. Rosanna, probably butchered that one, the council's investment research manager, said that most Chinese consumers were still accumulating gold. How would you like to be able to say that of America? Still accumulating gold. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month.
sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And we've returned in this last segment of today's first hour of our two-hour broadcast, looking at an article off the Irish Times, Global Recession Weakens Demand for Gold. Deep into the article here, this is, again, Rosanna Wozniak, the council, that's the World Gold Council. The council's investment research manager said that most Chinese consumers were still accumulating gold, and low levels of ownership reflected a long period of government price and import controls. You can take and trace that long period of government price and import controls perhaps back to the bringing to power of Mao Zedong, the betrayal of Chiang Kai-shek. You can probably trace it back much further than that, but if you wanted to start someplace, that would be a pretty good place to start. And of course, the United States is up to its eyeballs in all of that, making the world safe for the spread of democracy, which has long been known as nothing more than a code for socialism, and every time you cut a communist, a socialist bleeds. So, a long period of government price and import controls, and we have the same price and import controls here in the U.S. What's good for the goose is sauce for the gander, as they say. Here's a little quote. In the unlikely event, note this, in the unlikely event that the global financial and economic crisis abates in the short term, in other words, this author actually shares my view that we are not likely to see any short-term turnaround. Barry the usurper, no matter how he struts his stuff and polishes his teeth, is not likely to undo anything in his administration that wasn't set in place by many previous administrations. We're going through this global financial and economic crisis, as Hillary Clinton says, you never want to waste a good crisis. Of course, no matter how you champion and rail for an audit the Fed, until the Federal Reserve banking system is removed, audits aren't going to help you much. Of course, the Federal Reserve banking system will not be removed until its replacement and successor is ready to take over. And I don't think you'll have any more success auditing the successor than you will the predecessor. Continuing here, again, in the unlikely event that the global financial and economic crisis abates in the short term, then, this is an if-then logical argument being presented, then investment demand would be expected to fall. Continuing, Marco Byrne, the managing director of the brokerage Goldcorp in Dublin, said, quote, an improvement in the global economy and consumer spending would likely see a resumption of jewelry demand. Then it goes on and talks about what gold traded for, and we've already been through that. He finishes up here in this article, clearly, demand is being hurt by high prices and globally weaker economic conditions, said John Mayer, or Mayer, of Fairfax, quote, we expect prices to remain at elevated levels, but are cautious on gold's potential to go past the $1,000 an ounce level at any time soon. So once again, here on the Become Vocal Locals No Spin Financial Report, I would caution you. There are lots of economists out there, and there are a lot of newsletter writers out there. They're talking about gold at 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, and the next thing you know, you're going to be a trillionaire. I caution you also to look into silver as a possibility as well. Gold and silver have a relationship, and a strong relationship, and even a constitutional relationship to money. And there's a big move. There's a lot of people. There are many industries that would just as soon see gold stay down. And as we know in this pluralist society, when you have lots of lobbyists with deep pockets messing with your government, the chances are that their wishes will come true. Let's go into another one of these deep pockets. Here's the China Construction Bank. You can call this Orient News Day. News from the Orient. China Construction Bank profit drops on loan margins. An interesting one here by Kevin Wong and Sophia Luing. August 21st, Bloomberg. China Construction Bank Corp., the nation's second biggest lender by market value. Did you know that? You probably thought it was Goldman Sachs or something. China Construction Bank Corporation, the nation's second biggest lender by market value, said the first half profit fell by 4.9% on contracting loan margins. The net income declined to 55 billion yuan, that's 8.2 billion U.S., or blah, 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 who cares about the yuans, right? We don't buy stocks here. The profit beat the 52.9 billion yuan's median estimate of seven analysts surveyed by Bloomberg News. Construction Bank, battling lower lending margins and concerned about the rising risk of defaults, plans to make fewer loans in the second half. Chinese banks handed out a record of $1.1 trillion U.S. of new loans in the first half, to support the nation's $585 billion economic stimulus package. Margin contraction is the biggest drag on the top line, Credit Suisse AG's Hong Kong-based analyst Sherry Lin and Daisy Wu wrote in an article in August the 13th. Construction Bank's Hong Kong-listed shares have risen 37% this year. It's not a bad ROI. Compared with the 40% gain in the local benchmark, the Hang Seng Index, HSI. The stock fell 0.9% to whatever, Hong Kong something something. Net interest income on or revenue from borrowers minus interest paid to depositors dropped 7.8% to 102.5 billion yuan. We can go on with that. Monetary lending. The rapid growth of lending may lead to greater pressure on controlling non-performing loans, the lender said in a filing today. The group will monitor the size and the pace of lending, sticking to its credit differentiation policy. Construction Bank extended 708.5 billion yuan of new loans in the first half and plans to reduce that by 70% to about 200 billion yuan in the second half to avoid a surge in bad debt. President Zhang Jianguo said in an August the 7th interview. Here's a quote. We fundamentally welcome Construction Bank taking the lead in gradually slowing down sector loan growth, close quote, Goldman Sachs Group Inc. analysts, including Ning Ma and Roy Ramos, wrote in August the 7th report, quote, they've been more disciplined in growing loans than other banks, close quote. Construction Bank's net fees and commissions from services such as credit cards, custodian services, and mutual funds rose 16% to $23.4 billion. Well, I guess we don't need to go too much further into that. Lots of financial jargon. But it seems that China's banks are not asking for bailouts. They're in business, and they're in big business, and they're all over our business. The Shanghai Composite Index, continuing from the article, has retreated 15% from this year's high on August the 4th after more than doubling from November's low. So if you more than double and then retreat by 15%, that's not much of a drop. On concern the nation's economic recovery will falter as the government reins in lending, China plans to tighten capital requirements for banks. Capital requirements for banks, doesn't that sound familiar? It sounds like they're playing right out of Benjamin Bernanke and Timmy Geithner's playbook. With the China Banking Regulatory Commission sending draft rules changes to lenders on August the 19th, requiring them to deduct all existing holdings of subordinate and hybrid debt sold by other lenders from supplementary capital. Banks have until August the 25th to give feedback, said the People, declining to be named as the matter is private. While slowing loans at home, Construction Bank is planning to expand abroad to close the gap with rivals. Who are their rivals? Industrial and Commercial Bank of China Limited and the Bank of China Limited. I only bring all this to your attention to realize that, help us understand that this is a global system. We sometimes make great mistakes when we get caught up in our own ignorance and arrogance and view the world from the lens of American nationalism. When we do that, we miss the big picture that's being painted by the international East. Well, we'll pick it up on the other side of after this top of the hour break. Back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
The 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as we begin the second hour of today's broadcast. Yes, indeed, my name is William Roberts. It'll be William Roberts on Monday as well. We're going through some news. Hopefully some of this is good news for those of you that are interested in following what's happening in the gold and silver markets. You know, you're only a small portion of the audience, perhaps, and only certainly a small portion of the people in the United States of America. Very few, one out of maybe 100 or so that you might encounter in your daily walks around town, have any clue at all about gold and silver and why people would even care to look that way or invest that way. But at the same time, when we talk about the increasing price of gold or silver, it's just simply a reflection of the decreasing value of the dollar, not just locally, but globally. And we saw that today as the USDX declines and gold goes up. That kind of a relationship is normal and less indicative of the depth of market manipulation that goes on in the United States, but as these articles show, that goes on around the world. Everybody has to keep manipulating these precious metals because people would rather be invested in precious metals and be involved in barter and trade than in government currencies, especially fiat currencies with no backing whatsoever. Here's some big backing, however. This article off of the Commodity Online also, it was originated from PR Web, looks like. One World Trade Center breaking concrete records. Don't like to give any real news to this World Trade Center or the New York Port Authority or any of the people that are involved in this. These people all probably should be circled up and put in a pen someplace and brought before the inquisitors one at a time, but that's just my opinion. A lot of treason going on here, lots of lies, hogwash, and BS. But off this article, Los Angeles, out of Los Angeles, Commodity Online, August the 20th, modern construction cannot be imagined without concrete. Well, that's true. But the construction of One World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan is crossing all records with respect to concrete use and technology. I-Crete, that's lowercase I, capital C, Crete. I-Crete, a clean technology leader and world's premier concrete technology company, confirmed that several new milestones reached by concrete construction crews at One World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan have occurred. I-Crete's mission is to elevate the construction and concrete industries to a new standard of profitability, standardization, and environmental stewardship. Folks, file this away for long-term memory. Lest 100 years from now, Muhammad Atta and his flying circus return to New York again. Let's understand what's going on here. What's being built. This is probably the same similar pattern of article that may have been found on the newsstands when the original Trade Center complex of 7 buildings was being erected. I-Crete's core business is licensing the I-Crete system, a mixed design and quality solution for concrete producers, which is transforming the way ready, mixed, and precast concrete is designed, produced, and used worldwide. Said iCrete's president and chief operations officer Tom Schneider, quote, iCrete designed mixes are being used to produce 240,000 cubic yards of concrete for the tower at World Trade Center, One World Trade Center. 240,000 cubic yards of concrete, folks. 250,000 yards of concrete. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetables we consume is the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents, $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again looking at this One World Trade Center breaking concrete records. A lot of records have been set here on this site. A lot of records have been set on this site, and they're going to continue to set new records. But once again, iCrete designed mixes are being used to produce 240,000 cubic yards of concrete for the tower at One World Trade Center. Construction of the structure, one of iCrete's first committed applications, has now passed the 100-foot level and is visible to millions in New York City as it now rises above project fencing. The project is also now setting other production records, according to a statement from Tishman Construction. Tishman Construction. Quote, workers are erecting steel and pouring concrete on a daily basis, placing some of the largest steel members ever fabricated. Sounds like the original buildings, doesn't it? Think you're going to knock this stuff over with a matchstick? You know, much 240,000 cubic yards of concrete might weigh. Some of the largest steel members ever fabricated. Where is that fabrication occurring? Is that someplace in Chicagoland? Gary, Indiana? Or someplace in China? Coming in on barges. Seems to me we recycled quite a bit of that steel over there, didn't we? Follow the money, folks. And completing some of the largest continuous pours on record. Kind of one way of saying it, pouring concrete. It's actually placing concrete, but we'll give the author space for that. Added Schneider, quote, the project recently completed a single 14-hour session during which crews placed or poured 1,250 cubic yards. So unless you're interested in concrete pours, I mean, that doesn't make a lot of difference to you, but 1,250 cubic yards of concrete continuous pour is quite a feat. The 2.6 million square feet, do your math, construction cost, dollars per square foot, high-rise structures, Manhattan, how much is this building worth, what's the cost on it, what's the profit on it, 102 stories, how many people are employed? Have you ever heard of urban renewal? Can you see the economic return to even just the city of New York? In construction permits and inspections and in fees and all of the people that are employed in this project, all of the suppliers, the material suppliers, the architectural fees, the engineering fees, plumbing contracts, electrical contracts, and all the rest, urban renewal. Can you see how you could easily buy the silence of New York City and their building department, failing to inquire of Mr. Silverstein? Why he was unable to get a demolition permit for building number 7 before demolishing that building at 5-something in the afternoon? Live burning sacrifices to line the pockets of the few. At the expense of the many, let's go back to the article, the 2.6 million square foot, 102-story, One World Trade Center complex. Do you remember all of the people saying, oh, we've got to rebuild the building. The skyline doesn't look right. And everybody that was complicit in bringing those buildings down still walk free today. And they're profiting. I reported on Larry Silverstein's twin towers that he built, the little residential eco-green thing that he built, right? Not little at all, quite a big complex. Protecting his family's interests for generations to come. Again, the 2.6 million square feet, 102-story, One World Trade Center complex is owned by whom? The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. There's your landlord. There's the one that stands to gain the most. Even though Silverstein built the insurance companies and walked away with billions, not one but multiple anti-terrorist riders on his insurance policy, who stands to gain? Building this new building, the Port Authority, think of the long-term gains and benefits of all the rentals and leases there. Tishman Construction is managing construction, and Colavino, sounds a little bit Italian to me, Colavino, maybe somebody needs a Google search on that, Colavino Construction Corp is responsible for concrete and steel. iCrete-designed mixes are being used for the central tower at the site, as well as the safety core supporting the superstructure. The safety core that ran right straight up through the middle of Trade Center 1 and 2. I hope someone's documenting this from a nearby rooftop so that we'll have accurate videos and photographs for the future should Muhammad Atta's ancestors return. Maybe they'll take the building down the next time using a Cessna 180. McGraw-Hill's New York Construction Magazine reported last week, quote, the construction team is using 14,000 PSI concrete, it's I-crete actually, a precisely blended mix of aggregates and cement for the up to 6 foot and 6 inch thick core shear walls, putting that on the record. 6 foot and 6 inch thick core shear walls. Try flying a Boeing 727 into a reinforced concrete shear wall, 6 foot and 6 inches thick. Probably a pretty good way to make a big pile out of a Boeing aircraft and a very small dent in a concrete wall. 13 shear walls, not one but 13, had been poured as of last month, with the PSI reaching 17,000 PSI on several occasions. That doesn't mean much to you, but it's the pressure, I believe, inside the forms. Quite high. A second lower Manhattan high-rise, the spectacular Beekman Tower, don't know why they threw this in, but they did, developed by Forest City Ratner and designed by world-famous architect Frank Gehry, is also under construction, oh, this is why, and using the I-crete's design mixes. It goes on, but it's rather interesting. This is the building. The Beekman, is now more than 30 floors high, already visible from the Hudson River. That's rather dangerous, you know. Target-rich zones visible from the Hudson River to the East River. The 72-floor structure on Spruce Street near New York City's City Hall will be Manhattan's tallest residential building. And crews will have poured 280 million pounds of I-crete-designed advanced concrete mixes by the time it is completed. The Beekman, listen to this, will also house an elementary school, a hospital, and retail spaces. This is new urbanism. This is sustainable development. This is smart growth. And I would imagine, and probably be right on the money, imagining thus, that both One World Trade Center and the Beekman are green building from start to finish. Be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we have returned once again in closing out this article off Commodity Online, August 20th, One World Trade Center breaking concrete records. They closed the article out. You know, this is like the redundant reiteration of 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. Here we go. Got to keep the propaganda going. The World Trade Center was a complex in Lower Manhattan whose 7 buildings were destroyed in 2001 in the September 11 terrorist attacks, period. The site is currently being rebuilt with 6 new skyscrapers and a memorial to the casualties of the attacks. The One World Trade Center, also called the Freedom Center, is the main building of the World Trade Center under renovation now. So, this is the way it's going down, folks. They'll rewrite history. No one will ever remember. And these criminals will just walk away scot-free. What a shame. What a shame indeed. We hear a lot about Apple Computer and Steve Jobs, but now his liver is in the news. This off Bloomberg. Apple Chief Executive Officer Steve Jobs chose to have his liver transplant performed by a Harvard University trained surgeon with experience treating the recurrence of rare cancer, Jobs says he had in 2004. James Eason, E-A-S-O-N, might want to Google that up, James Eason, the head of the transplantation at Methodist University Hospital and the University of Tennessee Health Sciences Center, said in his first interview since Job's surgery that he has replaced the livers of about 10 people with that cancer called neuroendocrine tumors. While Jobs, 54, has confirmed he had the same rather rare tumor treated 5 years ago, he hasn't said whether the transplant was carried out to address a recurrence of the cancer, and it goes on. Talks all about Eason here and how he set his practice up and all of that. But it seems he has a rather unusual beginning here. Eason assumed the leadership in Memphis after Hurricane Katrina was destroyed his New Orleans transplant practice at Ochsner, O-C-H-S-N-E-R, in 2005. While rising floodwaters halted just outside Ochsner's doors, rain poured into the building through the hospital lobby skylights, and his transplant clinic closed for a month. He slept in his hospital office for weeks in an effort to revive the transplant service. Flood damage to his region's organ procurement network were catastrophic. I'll say that again. Flood damage to the region's organ procurement network offices was catastrophic, Eason said. Most of his patients left the area or began seeking transplants elsewhere. Quote, I could see it wasn't going to be a good place to practice for long. So then he moves. He moved to Memphis, Tennessee. In Memphis, Eason found a valuable supply of livers for transplantation, said John Fung, chairman of transplant surgery at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland. While the University of Tennessee boasted the third oldest liver transplant program in the country, the state's programs were relatively small. Again, I'll reiterate. In Memphis, Eason found a valuable supply of livers for transplantation. Here's a quote. They were a net exporter of livers, close quote, Fung said. Quote, going into a situation like that, you have the opportunity to use the donors in your own area. And he's been very successful at doing that. He took advantage of the opportunity and built the volume in Memphis. Now, just remind you of the rabbis and the mayors and all of that that are reported on here back on the morning that that story broke quite a while back. They were buying and selling body parts involved in all of this implantation surgeries. But I just found it a little bit curious as I was reading the news this morning that this fellow Eason here, John Eason, found quite a supply of livers in Memphis. Well, hopefully the people were done using their livers before they lost them to the body shops. Let's go on back to our study. We left off in this study of the man's role in changing the face of the earth. Been reading from a lengthy treatise, Our World from the Air, Conflict and Adaptation, so that we can understand that with the development of aerial photography, aerial surveying, and so on and so forth, as the aircraft came into greater circulation, I guess you'd say, all across the world, and the improvements that were made on cameras and lenses and things like that, all of that worked together to give a bird's eye view of man's development, man's role in changing the face of the earth, and the idea of the human settlement development, not just in the United States or Europe, but globally, as aircrafts know no boundaries, provided that there's no jets flying up from the local military installation to take them out. So anyway, you can fly around, get all kinds of great photographs, things that were just being possible before. And in this process, the urban planners and the planning community in general started to get ideas that maybe they never would have had if they were down there on the level of man and beast. But from the air, they were able to see things in new ways that they had never visioned before. And as Lee Rogers has been making a considerable inquiry and expose of the fraudulent NASA moon hoax and all of the nonsense coming on a Senatus talk about going to Mars, of course, that's not likely. But with all of this, we talk about space-based weaponry and all. I think I've clearly shown, at least initially, and he certainly confirmed with the funny thing happened away on to the moon movie and some other places. There have been many who have questioned this whole moon hoax, moon landing hoax, from the simple standpoint of two things. One of them is the atmosphere itself with the thermosphere. The temperature is getting higher and higher and higher the further away from the center of the earth you go. And then the ionosphere. And then the realization that outside of this protective shell that we call our atmosphere, designed perfectly by our Creator to protect life forms on this planet and to make our existence possible, when you get outside of that, you no longer have that umbrella. And so all of the little electrons or photons, or no scientist in that regard, zip-zapping around in space coming from the sun and from other places, all manner of radiations, etc., things that will give you a sunburn and burn you to crisp in 4 hours on a beach someplace, all of that would bombard anything that man threw out into space. So much of what we talk about, the space race and dominion of space and all of that, all of this is occurring in a very low Earth orbit, very low Earth orbit. Parking orbits is what they're sometimes called. And it's just 100 and some miles above the Earth. Now, there are some experimental satellites that have more of an elliptical orbit and they travel further out. And that would be a good way to experiment just how badly damaged they are when they get out there and start messing around with the higher temperatures of the thermosphere and the Van Allen radiation belts, etc. mapping and understanding those belts, trying to find a way out of this prison planet that we live upon. Anyway, we're going to pick this all up and go into this in greater detail on the other side of this bottom of the hour break. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable tea could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, of course, to make the most out of this particular study that we're continuing this morning, you can go back to the archives and access all of the various previous broadcasts where I've been talking about the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, Princeton, New Jersey, 1955. We're looking at an E.A. Gutkind, or Goodkind, or Goodchild. Gutkind is his name, G-U-T-K-I-N-D, his opening paper for this symposium. And it's a very interesting symposium financed by the Wenner Gren Foundation, who themselves are a rather interesting study. But in this process, where we're trying to go here is to demonstrate or show this transformation in the way of thinking of the world and man's relationship with the world, as Martin Buber styled it, an I-thou versus an I-it relationship, where the laws of nature and nature's God speak to and point to an overarching higher law. and a recognition that we live on a created planet and that we are part of the creation and that there's a relationship between I and thou, the capital T, thou, implying creator, or the laws of nature and nature's God. All men are endowed by certain unalienable rights, and on into the Declaration of Independence. Well, all that was changing. In this post-Feuerbach, post-Hegelian, post-Immanuel Kant, post-Martin Buber, and post-now Amitai Etzioni, of course, we can't post him until we put him postal, but in this new world that we live in, this new world order, the planners and the planning commissions, you could take a city map and lay it out in front of you on the table and think about some of this as we go through it. This is the sort of stuff that makes these city maps, when you go up and fly up above the town in a light aircraft or a bigger aircraft, or you just keep right on going to a jet overpassing, or you go all the way up into X-15 territory or get up into low Earth orbit and look down with these tracking satellites and photographic satellites and so on and so forth, you start to get an idea of the magnitude of change and how much money and time and effort has been put into this idea of developing a GIS, a geographic information system, GPS, geospatial positioning system, that will and conceivably be used to track and trace and tax every movement of all of us carbon, as Vicki Davis likes to call people, all of us carbon as we cap and trade and among ourselves, carbon credits, right? Give all the carbon some new credit. But let's go on, pick it up in the article. We left off here. And if you go back in the archives and you want to consolidate and pass by all of the news and the financial reports and things like that with a little bit of cut, copy, and paste, you could link these files together and burn them to a DVD or CD. Unity and diversity and unification are emerging as the main tasks in the next stage of development. We've been tracking some of these early stages of man's development, pointing back to the writings of Carol Quigley in his History of Civilizations, or prior to him, Auguste Comte, and the three stages of man's development, the theological, the metaphysical, and the positive stage. And we're moving definitely into the positive stage now. But again, unity in diversity, haven't we heard that? And unification, the Unification Church, Reverend Sun Myung-moon, isn't that right? Are emerging as the main tasks in the next stage of development, in which man must act as a coordinator. I guess that would be a community organizer, huh, Bert Berry? Saul Alinsky? Guided by social awareness and insight into the workings of nature. Transitioning from the I-thou to the I-it. The third chain of transformation represents the changing experience of space in relation to the concept of the universe and the widening scale of human activities. And so we're bringing in space and scale, both absolutely critical to understand what's going on in all of this. What is this GIS, GPS, global governance system, but a three-dimensional coordinate geometry applied to the face of the earth? That's how you position things. What are the three-dimensional coordinates? They're northings, they're eastings, and they're elevations. Northings, eastings, and elevations. And when you go up and access Google Earth, for instance, you can type in northings and eastings. You can type in latitudes and longitudes right down to the fractions of a second of latitude or longitude, and you can zoom right in on your own house's chimney. And the elevation is posted at the bottom of the page. Three-dimensional coordinate geometry. A very precise system. Good enough for cluster bombs, not really as tight as they'd like to think, but definitely visually and mathematically very precise, accurate. Through the whole of known history, the ideas of space, which man put on the universe, were the reflection of his changing attitude toward the environment and vice versa. So So in these 6,500 years of recorded history that we've talked about here with Edward McNall Burns' History of Civilizations, throughout this entire period of time, our attitudes have changed as regard the environment and the universe as man applies his own limited knowledge and understanding to these. The Hebrews actually thinking, along with some of the others in the Near East, that they were the center of the universe and spent a lot of time with the precession of equinoxes and all of that. Roughly three phases then can be distinguished here. But before I go there, let me finish this out. And with these different ideas, the scale widened and large and comprehensive operations replaced small and isolated activities. In other words, you lift your head up out of this 5 mile row of beans that you're trying to hoe your way down, and you start to look up, and you begin to expand your horizons. And for Darius and for Napoleon and for Roosevelt and Seward and all the rest, Stalin, when you look up and you're no longer focusing on the toes of your boots as they're walking down the sidewalk, and you start to think about the bigger picture, then all of this really starts to come into view. Roughly three phases, again, can be distinguished under this head. A. During the first phase, man is in the center of life on earth. You can find that at Bible verses. Man is the center of life on earth, the chosen people, Yisrael. And the earth is the center of the universe. They were locked up in that for a long time, folks. Which is conceived as finite and consisting of concentric spheres. For all of those of you that have studied the mysteries, you'll learn about things like the seventh heaven, etc. The concentric spheres, where the earth was thought at sometimes by some people to actually be sitting on the back of a great turtle, flatter than a pancake, with their town at the center of the universe, and that everything revolved around them. That's the old ignorance and arrogance of man in early development. This is the system of Aristotle, which dominated man's thoughts for 2,000 years. There were lots of people like that. Lucretius, another one, many others. Similar conceptions, though slightly modified, developed in other parts of the world. While this lasted, all activities of man were undertaken in the same spirit. They aimed at stability and were limited in scope and character. Nature was experienced as a multitude of concrete orientations, and therefore a concrete, body-like property was the essential quality of all human works. We mirror our perception of nature. As far as these conceptions still exist, today, this conformity of the conception of this universal space and of the earthly works of man is unmistakable. Again, we're invoking a little bit of urban planning. If you're not familiar with the term, and you have your browser after the broadcast, you might go in and take a look around on the internet and see what you can find about that. You might type in garden cities, New Lanark, New Harmony, New Freedom, the Oneida Community, Godwin, the Levelers. That'll get you started. You might type in walled cities. Lots of history there, all about urban and rural planning. Then you could go over and look in Stalin's Russia, and you could find out about all of their 5-year plans and 10-year plans, and then you could find out about their forestation plans, and then you could go and look at the whitehouse.gov and find out about our new forestation plans following in Stalin's footprints.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And so a very great long period of time elapsed from the time that man started to wall in his cities. You know, even when our ancestors came to this continent, they built the palisades and the blockhouses and things like that. But if you go back and track through the development of man's settlements, human settlement developments over the centuries, you get up to the time of the feudal period. Feudalism, we've talked about the various crusades against the Albigenses and against the Waldensians by the papacy and all of their supporters. And we started to see a trend that was happening there where these walled cities were beginning to be breached easier and easier as catapults and battering rams and other sorts of things started to come on the scene. But it wasn't until the development of Mons Meg, a colossal cannon. The foundry forged this huge cannon, Mons Meg. And Mons Meg would be loaded with wheelbarrow fulls of powder and shot. And from a safe distance, a challenger could blow a monstrous hole in the side of one of these walled castles, these walled towns or walled communities, and then they could just ride in and kill everyone inside. It pretty well brought to an end the whole idea of chivalry and knights in armor. It opened up a whole new style of warfare. Excuse me. And at the same time, it ushered in a whole new line of development as we transitioned from the age, the medieval time periods, if you will, into commercialization, commercialism, and then eventually into industrialism, and that's where you start to pick up settlements like New Lanark, Robert Owens and his sons building factory towns and bringing all of the people from the Highlands of Scotland down and impoverishing them by taking them off their land and away from their flocks and into places where they could work in spinning mills and foundries and work in factories. And that is only coming to an end in this decade, as we have fewer and fewer and fewer manufactories all across America and more people going back to the homecraft of the medieval period, this new feudalism where we sit around in front of our computers and tip and tap all day long and at the end of the day have nothing other than electronic product to show for it. They call that intellectual property. Intellectual property as opposed to land, labor, and capital, Adam Smith's idea for the creation of the wealth of nations. And of course, you can see the further we move away from land, labor, and capital, the less wealthy our nation has become. So there's all of that. Then we go into the second phase at this particular stage of our discovery. The heliocentric universe of Copernicus is still finite, terminating in the sphere of fixed stars, with the sun instead of the earth as the center. A new feeling of space develops and the regulation of the earth to a secondary role in the universal system engenders tensions which made the ancient conception of the universe meaningless. See, with each new development of technology, it sweeps aside our conceptions, our previously long-held conceptions of who we are and whose we are, and where we are in the universe, in all of creation. Man is moved slowly. Man is moved with the earth to the periphery, slowly, but irresistibly. The whole outlook of man changes. He and his earth lose their central position, and that certainly happened, and he is forced into the acceptance of a totally different view. A view from the periphery toward a new center, the sun. You can understand why, when things started to go that way, that all of the various priesthoods and priest classes had to change their language. They weren't quite able to get enough shekels in the plate on Sundays, when they were having it on Moonday instead, or Friday. A more dynamic and wider outlook is the result. The compact empires of the first period are superseded by scattered possessions. You see, and from a low Earth orbit, atmospheric orbit over the planet Earth with aircraft or with satellite technology, we can see these tracks, these marks all over the planet. You can trace the development of man and his human settlement developments, which then leads us right square off into Agenda 21, 1992. The Earth Summit, held at Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. A more dynamic and wider outlook is the result. The compact empires of the first period are superseded by scattered possessions. Continuing, the simple walls are replaced by complicated fortifications for the defense against long-range firearms, and we spoke of that. The perspective view is introduced as an element of town planning. Here now we're going to use the word. And the external appearance of the houses gain in importance. The extrovert dwelling place becomes the general rule. Instead of having just kind of a hodgepodge, a beehive, we start having these extrovert houses. We have these individual dwellings that are completely and totally unsustainable. If you could believe the green agenda. A new feeling of space and spaciousness is expressed in all of the works of man. Of this period, we still have numerous examples which bear witness to the tremendous tensions arising out of this new attitude toward life and of the thinking and planning on a larger scale. So you have these manor houses here and there and everywhere scattered about England and the United States and other parts of the developed nations, those first-class countries. The third phase leads eventually in our time to a conception of space which, like the universe, is unbounded and yet not infinite. We've talked in the past about the difference between what is infinite and what is eternal. As a sphere is without a boundary, and yet it is not infinite, for it has a definite size conditioned by its radius. Some scientists advance distances to the edge of a universe, or to a solar system, or between the Earth and the Sun, and so on and so forth, as our ability to gauge those sorts of things improves. Continuing here, Giordano Bruno was the first to assert that the universe has no limits but is infinite without a creator, for an infinite universe cannot be created from outside. Good old Bruno here. An infinite universe. No creator. During this period, from the beginning of the 17th century to modern times, the evolution of the feeling of space is more or less identical with a quest for expansion, with the breakdown of limitations, and with the belief in an almost automatic progress. Today, we are face to face with the confused results of this mode of thinking. The limits of expansion have been reached. This earth that we occupy is fully known. Frontiers and walls as protections are recognized as historical incidents and as useless demonstrations. Our towns are shapeless, flowing over into the country. Now we're going through all of this so that we can get into the mindset of those that are planning things globally. In a world that knows no boundaries, that knows no borders, that understands no sovereignty. It's just a one world, diverse place. All of the long-held customs and traditions, as we talked about in India and all around the world, are being asked to make place for this new unification church of Sun Yang Moon and others. Dominionist type ideas, globalism, which I wholeheartedly reject. Homogeneity can never be interesting. It's just another bucket of soup. So anyway, it translates it over into the way our towns look. Our towns, they say here in the 1950s, are shapeless, overflowing into the country. But you see, the whole idea between smart growth and sustainable development and new urbanism is to stop this shapeless overflowing into the country and to herd all the people back together again into sustainable communities and then rewild all the spaces that lie in between. And that's going to be a very, very interesting world. We'll talk a little bit more about that on Monday. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.